And now, here's to your health.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and we're so glad that you could join us at our new time at 10 a.m. on Mondays. So welcome again. Today, we're really blessed to have Susan Smith-Jones with us again to talk about why and how to avoid sugar and lose your sweet cravings. This is going to be really challenging, so get your notepads ready. Susan is a woman that they always say has three of America's most ordinary names, Susan Smith-Jones, and she's certainly made extraordinary contributions to the field of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. And what's really important is she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for over 30 years. So her experience precedes her. And she travels now internationally as a frequent radio and TV talk show guest and motivational speaker. She's the author of more than 30 books, including Kitchen Gardening, Be the Change, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, and two more, which cover much more detail on topics that we're discussing today. So she has Choose to Thrive, which is one of those, and Wired for High-Level Wellness. You can go to her website, and you can get personally autographed copies of her books and more information about Susan and her healthy lifestyle at SusanSmithJones.com. Now, I don't want everybody to be alarmed, but there is something hiding in your food, from the cereal you had from breakfast to the dressing on your salad to the ketchup on your fries. An addictive substance is lurking in many foods that you never would expect, particularly ketchup for myself. So according to our guest today, holistic health expert Susan Smith-Jones, far more low than fat or cholesterol these days, sugar has become public enemy number one when it comes to the health of America. In fact, in our effort to listen to doctors' orders and government guidelines to consume less fat and cholesterol, Americans have turned to so-called healthy low-fat foods that were actually loaded with sugar. Susan is going to share her best tips on why we should avoid and eliminate sugar from our diets, how to do it, and surefire ways to eliminate sugar cravings. Susan, you have my full attention. Welcome back, and let's get to it.
Yes, Dr. Carla, what a sweet topic. And I thought about this early this morning when I was hiking. I thought you and I have done countless shows together, and on occasion we touch on the fact that we need to eliminate sugar, but this is the first time we're devoting an entire show to it, and I love it because it's so important for people to understand how detrimental sugar and refined sugars are to your health.
So let's get right to that and discuss, why are sugary foods detrimental to health?
So, there's a word, reactive hypoglycemia. Now, that's the crash that always rides tandem with sleepiness, hunger, anxiety, and other symptoms that people often experience 1 to 3 hours after eating a meal. And avoiding sugary foods, especially on an empty stomach, can help stave off these dips in blood sugar. And so can eating smaller, more frequent meals and eating more protein and high-fiber foods instead of simple sugars. But I'm going to suggest and encourage everybody to consider doing what I've done, and that is try to cut out all refined sugars. Here's why. Refined sugars can completely shut down the immune system, decrease cognitive function, increase anxiety, and also contribute to weight gain, heart disease, acne, and more. So here are just a few reasons that you want to cut out the refined sugar, because it leads to obesity and metabolic syndrome, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure and cholesterol, chronic inflammation, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and of course we know, dental plaque and cavities. So the takeaway of why we want to get rid of refined sugars is that it will help reduce the risks associated with all these conditions. And you can always replace the sugary foods with healthy ones, switch to more plant-based foods that will give you all the vitamins and minerals you need. And if for no other reason, cutting out the sugar will absolutely help you lose weight.
And also, you know, what comes to mind is that, but the berries and the fruits are so good as far as just getting that sweet taste. So smoothies and other things that you can make using fruits would be much better. What do you think about the agave syrup that's out there and some of the plant-based sweeteners, Susan?
So, you know what, my view on this is our goal is to re-educate our taste buds. And if we're constantly adding different forms of sugar into our body other than the natural fresh fruit, because there's natural sugar in fruits and vegetables, then we never really re-educate our taste buds. And once you give up sugary stuff, then it's not, you'll find that you don't crave other sweeteners. But, of you know, there's a whole range of sweeteners. If you want agave, which is a cactus nectar, you can get pasteurized agave or organic raw agave. And I keep a little container of that at home because on occasion I use it. I use date sugar, dried date sugar sometimes for sweeteners. I love medjool dates, and when I want to sweeten a smoothie, maybe I use a half of a frozen banana and maybe a date or two to help sweeten it. So it's better to get your sugar from a natural source. And I also happen to like good natural maple syrup, you know, maple syrup over refined sugars. And we'll get to this in more detail in a little bit, but you want to avoid all artificial sugars.
And so, you know, you're talking about losing that sweet craving. How long, if somebody eliminates sugar out of their diet, the refined sugar, and would...
how long would it take?
How would it them to reacquaint their taste buds?
Well, it depends. It depends on how much sugar you consume before you decide to give the stuff up. And it will differ from person to person. And you kind of go through symptoms. We'll talk about those shortly. And the severity of these symptoms will depend on, are you just really a sugarholic, or do you just have a little bit of sugar every so often and you want to give it up just because you want your skin to look younger? That's one reason. Or you want to lose weight. Talked about, though, it takes about 21 days for your mind and body to no longer crave something you gave up and to accept something new. So I always say, do a little test. Give yourself 1 month and say, for this month, let's do everything we can to get off sugar. And then you can always reevaluate in a month, but you'll find that you'll feel 10, 15 years younger.
How much sugar does the average American consume daily?
Well, all right, that's a good question. The National Institute of Health, you know, the NIH, estimates that sugars alone make up 15% of the average American adult's diet. That's about 22 teaspoons added of sugar a day. Some other statistics and studies I see say that most average American adults consume 150 pounds of sugar a day. And now, I don't consume any of that, but a lot of people do. And what's more, these figures don't include the natural sugars found in products like milk and fruit.
Right,
But it's everywhere. It's hidden everywhere.
Do you have on your site a guide to finding sugars in foods? You know, like you were mentioning, ketchup. You know, ketchup has as much sugar as what Hershey chocolate syrup has.
No, I don't. But if you Google it, there are tons of charts out there.
Okay, so that our listeners can go ahead and Google,
where to find hidden sugars.
Okay, perfect. Because what is sugar? I mean, you know, we've seen it, eaten it. What is sugar?
Sugar usually refers to what we know of as table sugar, the type of sugar we use in baking or add to coffee or tea. Sugar comes usually from sugar cane or beet cane, and all sugars are forms of a carbohydrate, and along with starch, that's our body's main source of energy. We rely on sugar for energy, whether it's for our brains, our bodies, or our nervous system. In fact, it's been part of our diet for thousands of years. But the key point here is there's good sugar and bad sugar. The best form of sugar for our body is in the natural form, sugar found in plant-based foods like fruits, and not refined sugar that we find today in the baking aisle of the grocery store alongside of all of the flours.
Right.
Sugar's naturally found in most foods like fruits and vegetables, but you've got to know the difference. Now, I don't think I've ever told you this, but I have white sugar in my kitchen right now. I've had it for years, and the only time I use it is when I make that sugary solution for my hummingbird feeder. I don't consume it. But here's a really key point. It has to do with how long it will take to get rid of the cravings and how much sugar you eat. Keep in mind that white sugar and white sugar products are very addicting, so addicting. And the more you eat, the more you lose your power to choose what to eat.
So we're gonna have to take a quick break on that note, and then we're going to come right back to talk more about sugar. Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, visiting with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and the topic today is sugar. Susan, you were just talking about how sugar is addictive, and I think that is a really interesting phenomenon that many people don't know. Talk to us about how sugar is addictive.
Well, they say it can even be more addicting than cocaine and many of the drugs that are out there. And it affects your brain in a certain way. It changes the hormones in your body. And like I just said before the break, the more of it you eat, then the less willpower you have because you crave it so much. It's like as addicting as smoking cigarettes. And it's amazing how like caffeine, I've talked about this before in previous shows, what happens often when someone, say, wants to give up coffee, and then within about 24 hours, you notice, people often get a headache.
Headaches, uh-huh.
Yep,
yeah.
And that shows that your body's doing house cleaning. It's trying to get rid of all the toxic residue from the coffee and the caffeine, and people think, let me just have a little bit, and they have a little bit of coffee, and then the headache goes away, and they think, oh, this coffee's great for me. It's just that you abruptly stopped your body's natural house cleaning and detoxification. Now, the same is with sugar. We'll go in a little bit through some of the symptoms of what could happen when you start to give up sugar, depending on how much sugar you've had when you start this reduction program.
This would be a good place for you to share your 13 tips on how to cut sugar out of your diet, I think.
Yes. And by the way, this also includes, you've got to be aware of artificially added sugars. You don't want the artificial sweeteners are worse than even plain sugar.
Right.
So let's start with one. These are just simple tips. You think, what can I do in my daily life? I love to give practical tips. Exchange sodas, sugary juices, energy drinks, and sweetened teas for water and unsweetened seltzer. Like your drink of choice should always be water. And I know some people are already saying, I don't like the taste of water. I'm not going to drink a lot of water, but you can do so much to improve. Like I love pure, clean, alkaline water. I love it. And the cleaner your body is, the more detoxified it is, the more you love the taste of water. But you can add lemon slices or cucumber slices, or remember we talked about adding a cinnamon stick that will last for 2 days. And you can take that stick from bottle to bottle or glass to glass of water, and then in about 2 days that curl opens up on the cinnamon stick. You can put it in your soil or throw it away, but it gives that faint taste of cinnamon, which also helps you balance out your blood sugar level.
Right.
So that's one. Two, drink your coffee black or use a zero-calorie natural sweetener. And number three, this is a big one because a lot of people eat fruit yogurt with fruit in it. And I say, if you're going to eat the yogurt, buy plain, unsweetened yogurt instead of the sugar-laden yogurt, and then just add your own sliced bananas or berries to it, because lots of containers of sugar have often 12 teaspoons of sugar.
It's just amazing. I mean, it really is amazing historically how we've increased our sugar consumption.
I know. You think about how our parents and grandparents ate, and I know God has given us this magnificent, miraculous body. And, you know, early on, we didn't eat processed, refined, empty-calorie junk foods laden with white sugar and white flour. It is just not good for our body. And I think God's given us this gift of an amazing body. And one of our gifts back to God, we've talked about this before, is to take really good care of your body. And one of the very best things you can do is to cut sugar out of your diet. And again, if you say, I'm going to do it for 1 month, 1 month, I'm going to do it 100%, and then you can always reevaluate after a month, but
right.
A month most people can do.
Well, and the thing is that you can use, like you say, the fruits, the medjool dates, and find a lot of alternatives. And maybe even just do 1 week that you start, you know, if you really are high on sugar consumption, I would think just quit the cereal, the sugary cereal, or the yogurts with sugar, or, you know, and start small and just keep, you know, increasing, and eventually you'll have it all cut out, right?
That is so right. Yep. All right. So number four, consume whole fruits instead of fruit smoothies. Often when you go buy a fruit smoothie, they add sweeteners to it to make it taste better.
Okay.
Five, instead of candy, it's been years since I've purchased candy. I actually don't even remember
Even dark chocolate?
No, I'm going to say that. That's an exception.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
But instead of the candy, substitute homemade maybe trail mix with some maybe dried cranberries and blueberries in it. You can make it yourself or with a few nuts, and it might have some dark chocolate chips in it. So that's great.
Right.
It's amazing when you start reading labels.
You have these recipes on your website, right?
SusanSmithJones.com.
So if you want to find
the
recipe.
And I've got recipe books, too.
Excellent. So you can go on to Susan's site at SusanSmithJones.com, and you can find that information.
Yes.
Okay, let's keep going.
And especially, I always have recipes in my free monthly newsletter. It takes about 10 seconds to sign up for it. I just email you once a month. You get a beautiful newsletter with great info and lots of beautiful color photos and lots of private information about my life.
Okay.
Okay, so six is substitute olive oil and vinegar in place of sweet salad dressings like honey mustard.
So you can go ahead and take your, like a balsamic vinaigrette, are you saying?
Yeah. Oh, right. That's delicious.
Okay.
Love
so
it.
That's still good. And, you know, balsamic is so good when you're cooking, too, even as a marinade.
You can reduce it down. Yes.
Right.
And
okay.
Even like Bragg's apple cider vinegar, you want to buy it with the mother in it, of course. And it's good for your whole body. Seven, and this is where we've got to read labels. There's hidden sugar everywhere, but you can read labels, and especially if you can go to a health food store, find sugar-free marinades, nut butters, ketchup, and marinara sauce. Because if it doesn't say sugar-free, it's loaded with sugar.
Right, and it's important for our listeners to remember, too, the ingredient that is the most in a product is listed first, right? Is that still true?
Yes, it's in descending order with the highest. So if you see sugar or different forms of sugar, you know, anything that ends with O-S-E, then you just want to avoid those. Again, if you get a little bit of sugar all the time, you're never going to re-educate your taste buds. I have no sugar cravings at all. But when I want to sweeten something like my smoothie, I want it to be natural, and so I'll get one of my beautiful medjool dates, take the pit out, and then
and those are sweet. Those are
frozen banana. Very sweet.
Really sweet, yeah.
But lots of fiber and nutrients in it. Now, eight, we've talked about this, but you want to check the food labels to find cereals, granolas, granola bars, under 4 grams of sugar per serving. That's about 1 teaspoon.
Okay.
4 grams.
Okay.
And number nine, in the morning, let's say you like oatmeal. What I do is I'll top it with a little nut butter and fresh berries, or if you want an omelet, you can make the omelet with fresh greens.
How about a little maple syrup?
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay.
Because remember, yeah, and I like maple syrup, but then if you're always used to having it sweet, then
you won't re-educate.
Yeah. Got to re-educate those taste buds.
Okay.
All right, 10, instead of jelly and sugary preserve, slice fresh bananas onto your peanut or almond butter sandwich. I love that.
Oh, that's great, yes.
Yeah, I love that. And then I know a lot of people love their Nutella, but it's got lots of sugar in it. So I say use natural nut butters in place of sweet spread.
And you can even make those.
Cashew. Sunflower seed, almond butter, I love. Tahini, I love.
There's a lot of choices. I mean, years ago, we didn't have all of those choices, but
we've got
a lot of them.
And I like that you just said that, because there's really no excuse. And unless you have an awful grocery store and are nowhere near a health food store, but you can still order things online and get free shipping.
That's right.
You know, there are always good alternatives. Okay, so we got two more.
Okay.
Avoid alcoholic beverages sweetened with sugary juices, honey, sugar, just because there are a lot of those. I don't drink at all, but I know that a lot of the beverages are very sweet. And then always shop the perimeter of the grocery store. That's where most of the fresh whole foods are, like especially the produce.
Right, right. The fruits, your vegetables, your nuts. I'm seeing that more in the vegetable and fruit sections too. So,
yes, yes.
And we're going to go ahead and we are going to take one more break here. And you'll be right back with Dr. Susan on Here's to Your Health. Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carlin. I'm visiting with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, holistic health expert. And we're so lucky that you come on every month, Susan. Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us. I know you travel the world to teach people about this, so we're really blessed here in Iowa that you're sharing your tips with us. So we just finished up your 13 tips on how to, you know, cut sugar from the diet. You have your culinary classes that you teach, and you show your clients. And I know you went to a castle one year when we were visiting, but you show the tips to your clients about their diet, where they can cut out sugar, artificial sweeteners, which, you know, the artificial sweeteners are so toxic. But what are the tips for success that you share with your clients? I mean, these people pay you a lot of money to come and to help them to retrain. No, I remember a wonderful story you had of a man that, I mean, he was really, really sick. And you went in and you did the whole revamp of everything in the kitchen and, you know, how to properly, you know, do the nutrition in his life. And I mean, he had a major life change.
Yes, yes. I see it happen all the time. It gives me so much joy, too, to see this. Before I mention the eight, let me say that it's never good to be famished during the day, because when you go too many hours between eating, then like I said early on, you kind of get that hypoglycemia, and then it's almost like your steering wheel itself, people tell me, turn into the fast food restaurant, then, or to quickly run into the convenience store to buy something with sugar. So make sure that you eat a little bit more frequently throughout the day. And I know you and I know this, and probably our moms told us this, but it really is true. When you go to the supermarket, don't go hungry.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it throws off your judgment. So anyway, let me go through 8 little tips for success. One, and you kind of talked about this before, take it slowly. Make it a slow, unless you want to do a 30-day, and unless you're really into it and you say, okay, for 30 days, and maybe you prepare for the 30 days 2 weeks before the day one begins to wean down.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, like a...
That would be a good way. And then 30 days on no sugar. And that means be careful when you go out to eat, because you've got to say, I'm on a sugar-free diet. All right,
yeah,
so one is take it slowly. Make it a slow process by eliminating the most obvious sources of sugar, like the ones you see that you pour onto stuff, while you retrain your palate.
So maybe you're thinking, don't put the sugar in your tea in the morning, or you're going to stop buying processed food cereals, right? And maybe start doing oatmeal with fruit. And
yes.
So
and
simple
see where
steps.
You can buy sugar-free pasta sauce.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, and of course, this goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about. Read labels. Now it's time to turn your attention to other products that contain sugar by reading labels to help identify types of sugars to avoid. Now, these include sucrose, glucose, dextrose, all the names of your children, fructose, and lactose. And do you see a little pattern here of OSE, and that means sugar.
That's right.
So these are things you eat. Look at the labels and remember, like you said, it's in descending order of the first ingredient is what's most in that product.
That's right. And it's so good that we have labels. I mean, I remember a time when everything wasn't labeled, so you didn't know what was in it. So
You're old, Dr. Carlin.
I am old. That's right. And so the thing is that now we have labels. We have places that we can get. You know, I was thinking a lot of people may not know what medjool dates are. I know Whole Foods or Costco's, they carry those.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a lot of the different exotic fruits, you know, you can find in the grocery store, too. The mangoes, papayas, kiwi fruit. Those are things we never used to have. So it's wonderful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gosh. And I have to say, I'm so blessed where I live. I live in the Brentwood, Santa Monica area, and every couple blocks there's a health food store or a juice bar or I've got the co-op where I shop a few times a week if I'm in town.
Right, and we have
everything in my co-op, everything from the produce to the canned foods to the bars to the cereals. Everything is organic.
Right. We're getting much more like that. We have farmers markets that are wonderful here in central Iowa. So people can get out during the summertime easily. You've got the year-round thing going on. But, you know, here we're really, really blessed with that. And then we've talked before about frozen berries, the frozen vegetables that are picked at the peak of the season. And you can get organic. A lot of the stores are carrying the organic fruits and vegetables now that are frozen. So there's really no reason that, you know, you can't find these things. And the other thing is, in the United States, we are one of the countries with the highest rate of chronic diseases. Including
and obesity.
Yeah. And so, you know, anything you can do to improve your health is going to help you feel better mentally. Mm-hmm. You're not just going to feel better physically, but mentally you're going to get that lift, too. So it's really worth a try, Susan. I think so.
Yes, yes. Now, number 4 out of 78, out of 8, is avoid artificial sugars. Now, these are much sweeter than sugar, and these can trick your body into thinking it's actually eating sugar and then exacerbates your sugar cravings.
Exactly. It makes you hungry.
Yeah, it sure does. I know. And this is one of the reasons, of the many reasons why all the studies now show stay away from sodas in general, but diet sodas will make you heavier.
Yeah, it is just crazy, isn't it? Just like the diet where when it's low fat, it's high sugar.
Yes,
right?
That's right. That's
so
right.
People are getting too much sugar in that. So
yes, okay. And like my grandmother always used to say to me, we want real food, like colors of the rainbow food, not fake, artificial, processed, packaged beige and white food, unless it's cauliflower or onions or garlic.
Right.
Yeah. So number five, don't drink your sugar. Like drinking these sodas is like liquid sugar, and these sodas and specialty coffee and sweetened teas and pasteurized fruit juices are all examples where you don't want to drink your sugar. It's much better to, and six is to eat the whole food.
Don't you think?
You know, eat the whole fruit, not sweetened. Like I have a great juicer, and almost every day, unless I know I'm going to be so busy the next day and I'll make enough for 2 days, I make fresh juice. Decades ago, before I knew about how detrimental sugar was to the body, I'd make a lot of fruit juices.
Right, right.
And it's just not good for your body to take all of that fruit juice in. Now the most I get would be to put a little apple and some carrot in a green juice to give it maybe a little bit of sweetener.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot more sense because it really spikes your sugar levels when you do
yes.
that. And
yes.
if you're diabetic, you absolutely don't want to be doing that.
Absolutely.
Right.
And for the people I coach that have type 2 diabetes and they love their carrot juice, what I have them do is a chaser. I have them first drink a big glass of water and then enjoy the juice. But then I also ask them maybe put a little flaxseed in with the juice, which still makes it taste great, but it slows down
the
digestion of the sugary carrot juice.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And I think carrot juice is great for you, but some people drink 6 to 8 glasses of it a day, and that's way too much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, your skin color is going to start changing at that point, right? Okay,
yes,
we moving
yes.
right along.
Yes. All right, seven. Now, my mom and grandmother used to do this, and I don't think people these days do it as much, but I recommend to plan your meals. Like, make a weekly plan. Now, that doesn't mean you can't change every so often, but having a plan means that you're less likely to reach for that unhealthy snack when you're hungry, because you have written out what you're going to have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at least 2 or 3 days ahead, if not a whole week.
And even on the weekend, you can prep meals so that they're not going to be time-consuming
yes.
during the week. Like if you're a working mom and, you know, and with the kids or you're running to soccer or whatever. And your recipe books are so beautiful. Those are on Susan Smith Jones. You can find out more about that.
Thank you.
But, you know, those give a lot of good tips. Okay, so
yes.
we're
going to... And now before I give you number 8, let me just digress for 1 second and say... Now, this is a great tip. Make your home a junk-free zone. Have no white sugar in your home, unless you bake at home for part of your business, you know.
Right, or you're feeding hummingbirds.
Yeah, exactly. You're less apt to get up in the middle of the night if you have a sugar craving and start that 3,000-pound car in the garage and go down to the 24-hour convenience store. But if you don't have it in your house, then that really makes it easier.
It's not going to be as tempting.
So you might splurge when you go out for a birthday or a dinner or a vacation, but don't have it in your house.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm digressing. Number 8, spice it up. There are sweet-tasting herbs and spices that can easily be added to food and drink to replace sugar. Now, these include, like I talked about it, cinnamon, nutmeg, cardamom, and I love vanilla. In fact, in most of my smoothies, I'll put a drop or two of vanilla. And I make nut milk. That's so easy to make. And when I sweeten my nut milk, I do often put, if I want a sweeter version, 1 little teaspoon and a whole quart of almond milk, and I always put a few drops of liquid vanilla extract.
Okay, then we're going to have to take another break. We're talking with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones about sugar and how to eliminate it from your diet. We'll be back in just a
When you donate to CTO, you're helping more and more families send their kids to Catholic school. That's great, because more and more families qualify for tuition assistance every year. Your generosity makes a huge difference for thousands of families and kids who really need help. Plus, your donation qualifies you for great tax credits. Want to help? Please donate at ctoiowa.org. Let's do this for the kids and their future.
Thank you, Pekin Insurance, for your support of the Dowling Catholic Boys Baseball broadcast. Confused about insurance? Pekin Insurance, provided by Rob McCarger at Ligori Insurance Agency in Des Moines, can help you find affordable auto, home, business, or life insurance coverage. Pekin Insurance provides beyond the expected services and coverage. Ligori Insurance Agency, 4320 and a half Southwest 9th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 515-285-0370, or online at ligori-insurance.com.
Thank you to Mercy College of Health Sciences, downtown Des Moines, for underwriting our show, The Uncommon Good, with me, Bo Bonner.
And I'm Bud Marr. A degree from Mercy College provides endless possibilities. Students have access to patients with complex medical conditions, state-of-the-art medical facilities, highly motivated healthcare professionals, and classroom professors that transform them into servant leaders.
You can start the programs in fall, spring, or summer. There are endless possibilities available online at mchs.edu/kwky.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Hey, what's for dinner tonight? The age-old question that seems to pop up into your head every day. Well, if you're in the mood for some fine dining and cozy atmosphere, Fire Creek Grill has hand-cut steaks cooked to perfection, along with a great selection of seafood and pasta. Now, they're under new Dowling alumni ownership, too, Meg and Sean Williams. Fire Creek Grill is located off South 50th Street in West Des Moines. To reserve your table today, online, firecreekgrill.com or 515-224-0500.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Positive, encouraging, inspiring music to get you through your day, available on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive.
Welcome back to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carla, and we're visiting today with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones about how to eliminate sugar from your diet. Susan, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, there's so many points that we could talk about this for hours, but, you know, it's, I really want our listeners to be able to hear your thoughts about going through the detox from giving up sugary foods. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes. Here are some tips that will help you, but what does it mean, a detox? Whether you're giving up caffeine or white sugar, but especially with white sugar, it can cause, depending on how much sugar you were consuming at the beginning, some uncomfortable physical and mental detox symptoms. And, you know, but these symptoms could also be other issues of health, too. But these often happen when you detox fairly lightly if you have hardly any sugar, or big time. And just know that you'll get on the other side of it. But but we, I don't want to mention these and have people say, oh, I'm not going to detox. I don't want to go through these, so I'm going to keep eating sugar. But you might feel a little fatigue and weakness. You just right when you start giving up sugar, you will have extreme cravings for it. You'll feel a little confused. And by the way, the first 3 days are the hardest. You'll get headaches, maybe behavioral mood changes, muscle aches and pains, poor sleep quality, depression, weight loss. Okay, that you will lose weight when you give up sugar. Flu-like symptoms and lightheadedness. So remember, our body reacts to quitting sugar, and from person to person, it will be different. But here's the good news, that the longer your body goes without sugar, the less intense your symptoms and cravings will be. Now, and I also recommend, there are companies that make detox kits. I don't make any products, but when I find what I think is the best, I recommend it. And I get a lot of my supplements from Hallelujah Acres. They're in North Carolina. It's a Christian organization.
Okay.
It's called Hallelujah Diet, really. But they have different detox kits. I've used every one of them. I'm on one of them now that I love, just to lose a little extra weight and to give me more energy. But they've got one called Super Deluxe Detox Kit, which helps detox from sugar cravings.
Oh, that's good.
And you can find them at myhdiet.com.
And probably going to your site, you'd have more information about that, Hallelujah Acres.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, going back to maybe doing this slowly, if you're a person that's taken in a lot of sugar, and I think a lot about our youth and how they drink these, you know, sugar-loaded drinks. I mean, they're getting the calories of the day just in the drinks.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I know. And people wonder why they can't lose weight.
Sure.
And my two blogs today, posted today, just for your listeners, one's on alkaline water, one's on infrared saunas, and both of these help the cleansing process and expedite the time it takes to clean your body from the toxic residues of sugar.
Sure. So that would be a great compliment to be able to use those when you're detoxing from the sugar. And the other part that I'm thinking is, my gosh, Susan, think about the surprise benefits people are going to feel when they do eliminate sugar from their diet. I mean, I can't imagine how, you know, I mean, a lot of aches and pains and different things are going to go away.
Yeah, not only that, but for anybody who wants to look a little bit younger, sugar contributes to the breakdown of two skin proteins, elastin and collagen, and that simply cutting out sweets can make you look younger. Literally, in 3 days, your skin will look better. I also recommend, cutting out wheat and other grains with gluten. Just give it a try, and yeast, and then fruits that are high on the glycemic index, because these fruits, and the glycemic index, by the way, measures how quickly a food raises your blood sugar.
Right.
So that's other things to think about
and,
as well.
And our listeners can Google the glycemic index, and it gives you a list of all of the different foods and their what the levels are. Okay. Great. So you're going to talk to us about your book Choose to Thrive, right? And how you can team up with friends and family to cut out sugary foods. Can you talk
about
that? Yeah.
Well, I talk about this in the book Choose to Thrive.
Okay.
See, when you're surrounded by others who eat refined sugars all day, you're going to be more inclined to cave in at the thought of a sugar craving. So I say talk to your family about your new healthier eating habits. Encourage them to maybe follow the same regimen. Explain how harmful sugars can be and that eliminating all the sweet stuff can enhance their overall health. And I'd say also don't expect them to drop the habit like it's a piece of cake, pun intended.
Right.
But it might take some time, but here's my key point. Start by encouraging them to eat limited sugars when you're not around. You don't need to see it and watch them eat it. That will help.
Yeah, and I think part of it is like what you said, you know, make it a junk-free zone in your home. So
yeah.
If somebody's going to have something like that, they have to go out and get it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is just, you know, the meal planning, that's another way to try to help, you know, keep yourself from getting sabotaged. So many people run to fast food simply because they're, oh, we don't have time to make a meal. We've got to eat something quick. Let's go. So, yeah.
And then, of course, natural alternatives. Keep fruit in, like grapes, bananas, apples, pears, oranges. Again, medjool dates are those really big, meaty dates that have lots of dateness to them.
They're sweet.
Great as smoothies, or cut them up on your oatmeal.
The medjool dates are sweet, really sweet.
Oh my, and they're so good.
So you're going to give
them. It's like eating candy. And by the way, when it gets hot in the summer, put your grapes, seedless grapes, in the freezer. Make sure they're organic, by the way, and they're great to eat frozen. But just, you know, the takeaway is that when you reduce the amount of sugar you eat, you'll have more energy, lose weight, or stay at a healthy weight more easily. Your triglycerides will drop, and of course you'll have fewer dental cavities, and you will look younger. Remember, the first few days will be the hardest, but by having that plan, you'll experience the positive effects in no time.
So I want to talk about children. You know, it's summertime and all the, you know, the kids are going out to the pool or doing different activities, going to day camp, etc. You mentioned freezing green grapes, the organic green grapes. Are there other snacks that you'd recommend? Maybe the trail mix that you were talking about?
Trail mix is great, but also fresh fruits that aren't too high on the glycemic index, like dried fruits are high, but that are easy to peel. Bananas are great, like Satsuma tangerines and oranges. Those are all great. You can put in those little, you know, the snap down tops of berries. Those are great. In addition to cut up little vegetables.
And I'm also thinking about, you know, the peanut butter banana sandwich is great.
Yeah.
But what kind of bread are you recommending for parents if they're making sandwiches?
Nothing made with white flour. And you don't want wheat flour. You want whole grain.
So you're looking
at every market has good whole grain breads now. Everyone does.
So sprouted whole grain?
Yeah, those are fantastic. Those are great.
And those are prepackaged, and you can get those. They're available, most everywhere. So maybe you'd make a sprouted whole grain bread, peanut butter and banana sandwich and have some fresh fruit.
Or almond butter.
Yeah. So it's something that's doable, and you're going to help. I think that if you can start when your children are really young, then they never develop all of those cravings, right?
I know, exactly. But even if you didn't, it's never too late to start. Because remember, in about 21 to 30 days, you won't be craving the sugar anymore if you re-educate your beautiful taste buds and your palate.
So that gives us all hope that we can go ahead and we can get through that. So we've talked.
And you know what I say too, because it is a difficult addiction to break. I'm not going to tell you it's easy, but you pray about it and you ask God for help. And never come to the table hungry. And 20 minutes before each meal or snack, have a big glass of water. And always eat your fiber-rich foods first. Fiber to fill you up more. Let's say you go to an Italian restaurant, have a big salad or vegetable soup first before you chow down on the pasta and pizza.
Right.
And then you won't eat as much.
Right. And really look at the foods. I mean, any more you're able to find out different, you know, information about the foods at restaurants. And that's important when you're choosing your foods, especially if you're trying to do this where you're trying to eliminate sugars.
Yes, and I always tell whomever, I say, I'm on a sugar-free diet, please. There can't be any sugar in what you make me. And they're always happy to do it. The restaurant chefs know what to do.
Okay. And any final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners?
Yes. This is going to sound silly, but get a good night's sleep. If you don't sleep well at night, then it's difficult to make it. It makes your body crave foods and sugar and other foods that aren't good for you. So part and parcel of getting rid of sugar in your diet is getting sleep, because you'll have more willpower to do it.
And I also want to mention our listeners can sign up for your free newsletter at SusanSmithJones.com. There's a wealth of information out there, and we're just so glad that you can join us once a month to share your expertise, Susan. It's just great.
Thank you. I love being with you, and one day we've got to do this in person.
I know we're going to have to do a live session or something. That would be wonderful. But, you know, for everybody listening today, this is your opportunity. You've got the information now. You can live without the refined sugar in your life, and you can feel much better. Go to SusanSmithJones.com for more information. And Susan will be joining you again next month. Thanks again for being with us. And I'm Dr. Carla. Thank you for being with us on Here's to Your Health.